Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Linda O'Neill, and my bank just called me to verify a charge that was received from your company today on my checking account. And I don't recognize the name of your company.
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
It's 41129.
Okay, can I have your name?
My name is Linda O'Neill.
Could it be James O'Neill, ma'am?
Yes, James O'Neill's my husband.
Okay, can I have you verify your address for me, please?
It's 7081 Mockingbird Trail, and that is in Catlettsburg, Kentucky, 41129.
Okay, thank you for the information.
Uh-huh.
Hold for just a moment.
All right.
So by looking at this account, ma'am, it looks like he got our tactical bag. He paid the shipping fee, which is $7.95, and was enrolled into our monthly Gadgets Club, which we give our customers $125 gift cards that you can use online at online gadget store. But he will be billed around $56.95 every month for being a Gadget member.
Okay. He's right here. Would you hold on just a minute, please?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Tim? Yes. You purchased a tactical bag and you joined their club and they charge you $56.95 a month?
I purchased a tactical bag. Knowingly join anything.
Okay, he did purchase the bag, but he didn't mean to join a club.
Okay, so that was in the terms and conditions, ma'am, when signing up.
That was the terms and conditions of getting the tactical bag.
Okay.
How do we get out of the bag?
How do we get out of this?
Okay, hold for just a moment while I get your account canceled.
Okay. You're going to get it canceled. You got signed up to join a club for $56.95 a month, and they've been billing us ever since March.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, so the cancellation number is 261-163-514.
514.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that was charged today, so will that be removed since we've canceled before the 1st of August?
Was a dispute made with your bank, ma'am?
They called me about the purchase, if I had made that purchase.
Okay, was a dispute made?
I will call them back and make a dispute.
Okay, so did they file a dispute, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Okay,
I
so...
I told them that I was going to call and find out who this was, and I will call them back now and file a dispute.
So did they file a dispute, ma'am?
Not yet.
Okay. So what I can do to help you out, ma'am, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
So you stated no dispute was filed with your bank. That's correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what I can do to help you out, ma'am, hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Since this is considered a valid charge, what he did online, I can provide him with a 35% refund. He would get back $19.93 back into the account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yes, that's better than nothing. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
And there will be no further withdrawals, is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay.
Get the name of the account because I'm going to refer them to the Better Business Bureau.
That's $19 of what will be put on there.
Okay, so he stated he was going to report us to the Better Business Bureau.
Uh-huh.
So what we can do is provide you with a 50% refund. You get back $28.48 back into the account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Tim?
Yes.
So you won't report them to the Better Business Bureau. They will refund $28.48. Okay.
Okay, so you will get $28.28 back into the account within 3 to 5 business days, and the account is closed.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Okay, and what is the official name of your company?
Yes, the name of the company is the Factory Direct Gadget Store.
Factory Direct Gadget Store. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay. Bye.